All right, we are back on the record. What is the party's election as to argument?
Yes, thank you very much. The city would just briefly like to provide some additional argument on as to its motion to dismiss. The party believes that both Seattle Mobility Coalition and Seattle for Growth have failed to establish standing in the appeal and in the responses provided by the parties, and for that reason that they should be dismissed from this appeal. Obviously, the standard is that the appellants must establish the concrete and particularized injury in fact, and the city's argument has been they cannot, have not, and cannot establish that for this non-project action. With respect to Seattle for Growth, Mr. Valdez is apparently the only appellant under the Seattle for Growth group, and he has failed to establish how this non-project action, which will amend the comprehensive plan, would in fact result in any concrete and particularized injury to him. And as to the Seattle Mobility Coalition, the city argues the same. Although Seattle Mobility Coalition has provided the declarations of two members, they have failed, both these declarations and their arguments have failed to establish any concrete and particularized injury in fact that would result from this proposed non-project action. And in particular, appellants seem to focus on two sets of alleged injuries. One relates to impacts as a result of construction that occurs based on the project list that was included in the amendment. This, again, is a non-project action. It is not authorizing the construction of these particular projects. These projects were pulled from documents that had already been prepared and analyzed under SEPA. This is noted in the determination of non-significance for this particular proposal. There's a list on page 2 of the documents that the council specifically reviewed and adopted, including some of the modal plans, including the draft environmental impact statement for the Seattle Comprehensive Plan update, as well as the Seattle Transit Master Plan, Seattle Bicycle Master Plan, Seattle Freight Master Plan, and the Seattle Pedestrian Master Plan, all of which were evaluated under SEPA and were adopted in the last several years. This was noted in the DNS, starting in, well, some of which were in 2013, 2012, running through January 2017. So the city would like to note that, again, this non-project action is not authorizing construction of these particular projects. What, in fact, it is doing is making several of these projects eligible to receive impact fee monies if, in fact, this amendment is adopted and if additional legislation is adopted that actually implements, creates and implements an impact fee program that would set forth what the amount of the fee is and to what it would apply. What new development would it specifically relate to? Is it residential? Is it commercial? Is it both? So appellants have failed to establish how this proposed non-project action could in fact injure them in any concrete and particularized way with respect to this project list, because it's, again, not authorizing these particular projects. What it's doing is making the funds eligible, making funds eligible to be used for those projects if in fact, they move forward. And if, in fact, an impact fee program is adopted, The other bucket of impacts that appellants allege relates to changes to the comprehensive plan. And again, what is being proposed is adding a policy and or amending some existing policies that talk about the methodology for which the city will determine deficiencies in its transportation system. This is required under the RCW to create an impact fee program. So this is the reason the city was including this in its comprehensive plan as the first step to creating an impact fee program. And then the only other change that was proposed as part of this non-project action was the incorporation of the list and a map of these transportation infrastructure projects that would be eligible to receive transportation impact fee funds. So again, the declarations provided by the appellants do not establish in any way how they have been injured in any particularized way that is necessary to establish standing for a CEPA appeal.
Thank you. I just to clarify, I think what we'll do since we're doing argument is just we're going to just do response and not reply or rebuttal. So I will have some questions after each party's had an opportunity to provide their additional testimony.
I'll go ahead.
Okay.
So the city's motion to dismiss was based on essentially two claims. First, that Seattle Mobility Coalition had not established injury in fact, and then second, that its alleged impacts were economic. And I'll start with the first item. And fundamentally, the argument made by the city can't be squared with the actual language of the comp plan amendment that's being proposed here. And so I'd just like to take a look at that language, if we can. The city has characterized this as in its briefing as primarily procedural, but in fact the language shows that's not the case. Can I get some water?
Yes. We'll take a slight break and we're going to get some water.